Did you have end of season tours in those days?
Yep. We had end of season tours.
Where did you go with those?
Golly, I can tell you a story about that, and my wife could. And my wife could. In 47, I think it was, or 48, we were on a tour down to, which was Exeter, Penzance and Newlyn, came back to Tynmouth, which was an easy game, you know, we thought, comparatively. Anyway, Pat Nichols was a reserve fullback in those days. Pat, bless him, very nice chap. Nichols, the builders, people. Pat's still alive today, bless him. And I played in the first two games and came to Tynmouth and I wasn't down to play. And we were in the hotel at Tynmouth in the afternoon, just sat around, when the chairman, I think he was, or he was a big official, the Tynmouth club came in and said, because I played for England then, you see, I think I had everything. And he said, Mr. Hook, and somebody said, yeah, there's Bill, sat over there. I was sat there, and he came over. He said, I'm very sorry to see that your name hasn't been given for the programme for the Tynmouth game. I said, no, I'm not playing in this game. The committee has decided that I played in the two, and which were the more important two, and I'm not playing in this one. Pat's playing over there. If you want him, go and speak to him. Oh, he said, we don't want him, we want you. We publicised a lot that you'll be playing, and he said, we're in the cart, you know, if you don't play, we feel we in the cart if you don't turn out. I said, well, I'm very sorry, it's out of my hands. You better go and see the committee, it's nothing to do with me. So he went over to the committee and had a word with them, and they turned around and said, well, it's up to Bill, if he wants to play, he can play. So he came back to me, he said, well, they say it's up to you, and we'd love you to play. He said, could you come with me a minute? I said, yeah, I can come with you. So I went out of the hotel and walked into the centre of the town, and he had a great big shop of ladies' clothes. Now, I'm not telling a lie, I've forgotten his name for a minute, although I met him many times after, and I can't quite. He had this great big shop, he said, and he took me in. I hadn't fully committed to play yet, you see. I said, well, yeah, I'll play, I don't mind, I was sort of like that business, you know. And we went into his shop and went into his office. It was a tremendously big shop. It was, I go into his office and he pulls a drawer out and he said, here's a dozen nylon stockings for you, Bill, for your wife. I've heard you're married. I was sort of gassed because you couldn't get nylon stockings. You asked my wife, you couldn't get them. They were like gold. I said, can you spare those? Oh, he said, we've got plenty. He said, well, I'd like you to have those. Well, I didn't have any option but to play, did I? What option did I have now? I had none.
Oh, you're a professional player after all. Then,
professional player after all. And I went back to the chaps and I said, who wants some stockings? Nylons. Oh, they were all shouting, you know. So I said, here's a pair. And I gave away, I kept four pair for Joan. I gave away eight and kept four and brought them home for Joan. Oh dear. Yeah, and so I had to play, so I played, of course, in what was a very easy game for Gloucester, you know. I'm nearly a professional on another occasion, worse than that, when I was at my best playing. A chap came home, Escott Road, and he said, I'm told that you go into a shop opposite King's Own every Saturday, that the owner of the shop, Mr. Essex, has told me that you go into the shop every Saturday before the kick-off and buy a bar of chocolate, Cadbury chocolate. I said, yeah, I don't like lemons at half-time. I said, I usually have a bar of chocolate in my pocket. I said, and I have half of it and a couple of my mates will have the other half. Why? He said, well, we'd like to put your picture on a Cadbury's, on the wrappers. I said, you get what? I said, don't do that. He said, we'll provide you with Cadbury's chocolate for life. I said, well, I said, don't you ever do that. Don't, oh, never, never. He said, but I have to get your signature. I said, you'll never get my signature. I'm sorry to tell you, but you'll never get my signature. And never get my signature, did he?
However much you loved Cadbury's milk.
Well, you know, I loved Cadbury, and still do.
That's a lovely story. How about the social side of this end of season tour? Was that good?
Oh, good. Very good. Very good. Yeah. That was a very good, you know, it was a reward, I guess.
Yeah.
It was the only reward we got, let's be fair. There was no other reward. And we packed the grounds out wherever we went, Penzance in Newlyn and Exeter. And Tim, the grounds were packed out, so we... It didn't cost the club, I'm sure, very much to give us the tour.
Yeah. Plenty of hijinks?
Yeah, there were plenty of hijinks for those who partook in it. I'm afraid I wasn't a hijinks person. I'm not being stupid, but oh yes, there were plenty of hijinks and really enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah.
Did things I'm ashamed of now. Not me personally, but the club.
Of course, Penzance now is the home of Don Rutherford, later distinguished Gloucester fullback.
Yeah. I know Don very well, really.
Oh, yeah. In a lifetime of watching rugby, Bill, which fullbacks really stand out for you?
Well, it has to be the two Gloucester fullbacks to start with, without any doubt. Boughton and Parker stand out for me. Another chappie who stood out for me before I started playing and I watched was a chap called Tommy Stone, played for Cardiff. He always had a brilliant game up here, always. I saw him play two or three times up here for Gloucester, and how he never played for Wales.
And were there any away grounds that you particularly enjoyed playing?
Yes. Northampton and Leicester. Yeah. I loved Northampton and Leicester.
Why was that?
I don't know, but everything seemed to go click for us at Northampton and Leicester. I wish it would today for them. But I've gone up to Northampton and Leicester with not what we would call strong sides for one reason or another, and come away with a win.
Is there any ground that you think we should have covered that we haven't, Bill?
Don't think so. Very I believe much. I was the youngest player ever to play for Gloucester, I believe.
I think it must have been.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anybody younger. I believe that's quite something for me.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't think we've come across anybody to...
No, I don't think there is. You know, when I played that first game, I was 17. I was 18 in the December, but this was the April, and I played twice that day in one day.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I went home to bed. I can remember doing that, going home to bed very early, very early.
Well, thanks very much for treating us to
pleasure,
all your memories,
pleasure.
Bill. It's been fascinating to listen to you.
May I, on behalf of many, many, many players and officials of the club, thank both of you for what you're doing to bring so much of this history of the club to the front.
As you've demonstrated this morning, there's an awful lot of good memories to be had from the history of Gloucester Rugby.
That would have gone if you people weren't doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you both tremendously.